My life has been a series of disappointments, body blows, stumbling in the face of adversity, and thinking that everything was going really well, and suddenly, crash. Yeah, good morning. It's the 21st of March, 2018. And I'll give you the most recent disappointment I had. It was 10 minutes ago. And I recorded a piece of audio about my current delight at having found the app, the Audio Boom app, ever so easy and pleasant to use, in order to record stuff that I could have as an episode on my podcast. So everything was fine. 10 minutes done. Was very pleased with the way in which the mouth worked. And things came out kind of right. So I finished off and I put in a title and I put in a description of what the episode was, and I took a photograph, and my iPhone crashed. Now, in this particular case, I can't blame the iPhone because the battery was low and I'd forgotten that. And so I was, shall we just say, disappointed. And there wasn't any milk spilt. But it was a blow, I tell you that. I had invested time and attention and energy and focus into doing it. And it reminded me of the many disappointments I've had in my life and how it would be indeed possible to describe. I mean, after all, I have disappointed other people. Yes, all my life I disappointed other people. I think I disappointed my parents shortly after they got used to me, because they weren't satisfied and they went off and had an other children. So they weren't satisfied with me. So that was my first time disappointing other people. I would say that I was disappointed in love, I was disappointed in business. In other words, I've had big ambitions. I remember once imagining that I was going to play on the Ryder Cup team, or I was going to win Augusta, or, you know, I was going to win a poetry competition. And so I have been disappointed. And, you know, you wouldn't believe the kind of things people have said about me behind my back that I'm not aware of, at how disappointed they are in me, how they had ambitions that I would keep the kitchen tidy, that I would be a good provider, that I would be the world's best father, that I would be able to protect them from lightning and thunder and hailstones. I have indeed disappointed other people. Now, I'm disappointed that I lost the audio this morning, but I'm also pleased because it gave me yet again some practice at dealing with disappointment, coping with adversity, moving on, if you like. And you know, I could have got stuck. I could be here complaining. I could be stomping around the kitchen. I could have thrown the iPhone against the wall and shattered it. But I didn't. I'm now thinking, I can turn this to my advantage. Excuse me, I got to drink some tea. So there we are. That's the start of a new day. And thank you very much for listening to Paul O'Mahony.